As I look back on the first 17 years of my spiritual journey, and knowing what I know today, I realize I was like a disciple before Pentecost. Though I believed in Jesus, I had no power to be a witness for him. I didn't want people to know I was a Christian. I had little or no motivation to lay down my life for Christ. Yes, he was my Savior, but he wasn't my Lord. Like every Christian, I had received the Holy Spirit at salvation, but I wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. Though the Spirit had come in through the front door, I hadn't invited him into or even given him control over the rest of the house. Instead, I was forfeiting the fullness of life that comes through the Holy Spirit for a counterfeit, life through the flesh. Think about the significance of Jesus' command to his disciples not to leave Jerusalem until they had been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Even though his followers had been with him constantly for 3 years and had witnessed the miracle of his resurrection from the dead, and even though Jesus had opened the scriptures to them and had told them what he wanted them to do, they were powerless to carry out his instructions without being filled by the Holy Spirit. I believe the same is true for us today. We desperately need to be filled with the Holy Spirit on an ongoing basis. And unless we are, we're powerless. As Billy Graham has said, I am convinced that to be filled with the Spirit is not an option, but a necessity. Coming to this understanding gave me insight into what had happened during my early life as a follower of Jesus. Perhaps you too will find that this resonates with your faith walk. When, as a young boy, I asked Jesus to forgive my sins and come into my life, I received the Holy Spirit, but I had no idea how to have an intimate relationship with him. For a long time, I didn't know that it was the Holy Spirit who pours God's love into our hearts, who reveals Jesus to us. No one explained to me that the Holy Spirit is present to guide, help, encourage, and comfort us through life. I didn't realize that we could resist, grieve, and quench the Holy Spirit. I didn't know that we can and should keep asking God to fill us continually, again and again, with the Holy Spirit. Years later,